USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A fire official in Louisiana says five people are dead after a small plane crashed in the city of Lafayette. Witnesses say the plane smashed into a post office parking lot and caught fire.
I just heard the big swoop and then a boom at the post office, and my mom was leaving the post office. She backed out before anything happened. I guess it woke me up out of my sleep, so it was scary.
There's nothing official yet on the cause of the crash. Among the dead, TV sports reporter Carly McCord, who was the daughter-in-law of an LSU football coach. Officials on the Hawaiian island of Kauai say the situation is bleak after Thursday's helicopter crash.
There are no indications of survivors.
Seven people were on board. The remains of six have been recovered. Two families were taking a tour of some of Hawaii's most rugged and remote coastlines. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
An explosion at an aircraft manufacturing plant in Wichita, Kansas, left more than a dozen people injured on Friday. The explosion involved a 3-inch liquid nitrogen line at the Textron Aviation facility. The plant is a former Beechcraft facility. The injuries range from minor to serious, with 11 people hospitalized. In addition to the injuries, the blast damaged buildings at the site used for composite manufacturing operations and experimental aircraft fabrication. The explosion caused part of one building to collapse. Officials are still investigating the cause of the explosion. The winter storm that slammed California is heading east. National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth.
We have winter storm warnings from northeast Colorado across western and central Nebraska, central and eastern South Dakota, eastern portions of North Dakota, and northern and western Minnesota.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
In a Gallup survey, the government has been named as the most important problem facing our country. USA's John Clemens reports.
Gallup presented a number of choices for the concerns of Americans, ranging from the economy, immigration, and for national security. But the government was at the top of the list for the third straight year at 27%. That is up over last year when it stood at 22%. When Gallup questioned respondents about their party affiliation, as expected, the Democrats blamed President Trump, while the Republicans blamed the U.S. Congress for its dysfunctional actions in general, as well as the Democrats in the U.S. Congress. I'm John Clemens.
The owner of a Colorado preschool is now facing criminal charges, including child abuse, after a 6-week investigation. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
Carla Faith is accused of hiding neglected children behind a false wall in her home. The case goes back to mid-November when Colorado Springs officers pulled up to a home owned by the 58-year-old. They received complaints that the housing had too many children, and they were conducting a welfare check on those children at her daycare called Play Mountain Place. When the officers first arrived, they said they found no children, and Faith refused to cooperate. But then they heard the children's voices, and after investigating, they found a false wall inside the building.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.